Good morning, everyone. So I want to take us back to the 23rd Psalm. And for me, like I imagine many of you, the 23rd Psalm, the words are incredibly familiar and they're a source of comfort to me. And at this point, a psalm I know by heart. This imagery of the Lord walking beside me, leading me through the darkest valley, and especially now when many days really feel like a valley, I've become comforted by reciting these words. And I found that having words like that of the 23rd Psalm or the Lord's Prayer or the creeds, the words that I know by heart, those have been the easiest way for me to pray in these past couple weeks. And it's been important to access words that have been said for centuries by faithful people and words that touch my heart and have touched others' hearts for so long. It's been such a profound experience. And I take comfort in this deep familiarity when so much has felt really uncertain and changing, like every day. And yet, it's because I know these words so well that it's rare that I slow down and I really pay attention to them. I've been comforted, I think, more by their familiarity than hearing the words themselves. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures. The Lord leads me beside still waters. The Lord restores my soul. These are words about God's unwavering presence. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you, God, are with me. For you, God, are with me. And the next few lines, they detail the preparation of the table. There is anointing, there's an overflowing cup. And as we are on this journey with God, walking through the valleys, it always strikes me as this majestic end to the psalm, like this grand beginning on a path, and you're going through pastures and valleys, and then you finally arrive at this place of favor, and you're dwelling in the house of the Lord. But when I slowed it down this time, I was struck by this line, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." I think it's really easy, especially as I hear it as this journey, to hear this line as the triumphant arrival. You're led through the hardships of life, there's dark valleys, and you've arrived at the banquet of the Lord. And you're set over on this banquet those who might have caused those dark valleys. But as I really consider it, the table of the Lord is not one that excludes. So what if the table prepared in the presence of the psalmist's enemies, prepared in the presence of our enemies, is not merely in their presence, but prepared for them too? All are welcome, no exceptions, is the way of the table of our Lord. So I want to turn now to the gospel passage, which continues in this imagery of the Lord as the shepherd. And Jesus lays out a scenario comparing ways to enter the sheepfold and explains himself as the shepherd, the one who intimately knows the sheep, and the sheep know Jesus. The sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them. And the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger, but they'll follow the voice of the one they know. So it's this really intimate connection of Jesus the shepherd leading those he is in the presence of. And I commonly, I think of myself and all of us as the sheep, especially coupled with the 23rd Psalm. I find comfort in this idea of being led by Jesus and in being the sheep who is both known by name and who so intimately knows the voice of the Lord that calls my name. And this idea is furthered for me in the second figure of speech that Jesus lays out in this passage, that Jesus is the gate through which the sheep enter, the path to take to eternal life. So it seems pretty obvious, like a natural metaphor, that Jesus here is the shepherd, and we, God's people, are the sheep. But I think in both the 23rd Psalm and the gospel, there's an invitation to assume a different role, to not just be the sheep, but to think of ourselves as the shepherds. The preparation of the banquet, like that of the 23rd Psalm, is not just a heavenly occurrence. The preparation of tables happens here on earth by our own hands. And we're called to prepare the table, and to invite others to gather around that table, to declare that all are welcome, no exceptions. This table I, of course, think of as a table of communion, but other tables too. And the shepherd is the one who prepares that table. The shepherd leads the sheep through the darkest valleys, and as Jesus becomes our shepherd, we're invited, called to become the shepherds to others. And in this time of COVID-19 and before, of course, so many are without tables and without anyone to prepare for them what they need, without anyone to walk beside them through the valleys. And it's not easy to prepare a table right now, to reach out and to offer sustenance, comfort, hope, love virtually, and to make sure everyone gets a meal or the shelter that they need. As public places close, many are left without even the option of sheltering in a place where they regularly receive water or just a place to go to the bathroom, shelter from the rain, the snow. We're literally called to be distant from each other in this time. And yet, it's still important to prepare the table. And in this time of hardship, we remember that Jesus the Shepherd leads us and calls us by name. It's a calling of intimacy and protection. But it's also a call to extend this care to others, to ourselves become the shepherd and the preparer of banquets. So I want to leave you today after this short reflection as an invitation to consider how you hear the words of the 23rd Psalm, to both take refuge in the comfort of Jesus the shepherd, and to accept the call to yourself become a shepherd, to ourselves become shepherds, and to imagine how we might prepare the tables for others, especially in this time. Amen.
Amen.